Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
You're going to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. To all who would hear, I can preach 24/7. But if you're not hearing, he who has an ear, let him hear. If you're not hearing, all I'm doing is sharing a word that is out there in eternity. It's in the atmosphere. His word is in the atmosphere. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And that word can radiate itself to those who would hear. You may never see the words that I speak, but you will feel the words that are in the atmosphere, because God is in the atmosphere. Jesus made it plain when he said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. And his words penetrate each and every one of our lives, transforming us. But there's something that we need to understand. You will never be changed if you're not born again. There's something about hearing God's word, receiving God's word, letting it penetrate within your life, that your life will become new. Hey, Lord, when you've been born again, there's something different in you that is different from the world. The world will say, you are those holy, holy Christian. But Jesus said, let them be holy, for I am holy. Let them be peacemakers, for I come to bring peace. The Lord is simply saying, I'm drawing you in this generation into a covenant with me. And that covenant is sustaining us, controlling us, helping us, redeeming us, reconciling us. But most of all, that covenant has saved us through his Son, who made it all so that we will have a right to the tree of life. And we are all headed one way or the other. We are all headed to be in a body of believers that will embrace and honor him forever. So then, Pastor, how was I changed? A change had to take place, like God did with Abram or Abraham. He changed him. God was about to do something new. Behold, I make all things new. And establishing a covenant with him, God changed Abram's name to Abraham. God said in Genesis 17, verses 5 through 8, no longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations. I, personal pronoun, will make you exceedingly fruitful. And I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generation, for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and your descendants after you. Also, I give to you and a Lord. Also, I give to you and your descendants after you the land in which you are strangers, all the land of Canaan, as an everlasting possession. I will be their God. So you're not where you want to be, but God will place in you right where he desired for you to be. So they brought us out of the western coast of Africa, where we didn't know Elohim. We didn't know him as our Lord, our God, and our King. But he brought us to a place where slavery existed. And the Lord is simply saying, though they bind you, I will free you. Though they control you, I will release you. Though they hamper you, I will lift you up. So the God that we serve is a God of reckoning. And when we serve our Lord, our God, and our King, he's moving mountains out of the way, shattering the concept of men that do not know him and embracing those that do know him. That's the God that we serve, for he's a mighty God. The covenant was all about God bringing a nation and eventually a savior through the seed of Abraham. Circumcision was a way of expressing total dependence upon God to bring forth a child. Also, we know that circumcision was symbolic of the cutting away of the sinfulness of man so that we can live for God. Sin had to be cut away, Donald. It had to be cut away so that we could worship our Lord, our God, and our King. God gave them this sign of circumcision to help them remember that God would perform his covenant with the people and that they needed to have their hearts fully devoted to him. Today, sometime I wonder if we are fully devoted to him. Pastor, I go to church, I sing in a choir, but are you fully devoted? Have you sold out to the Lord? Are you that disciple that the Lord has required of you? Have you done what he asked you to do? Are you serving in the capacity that he wants you to serve? Have you sold out to the Lord? Or is it all about me and what is about me will I get credit for? But I'm reminded of what Jesus said. I will reward you whatever you've done for me when I come. So don't you dare try to get your pat on your back in this generation, because the Lord says, I will reward you when I come. And what I love about the Lord is that that reward is unknown to man, because somebody will say, I should have gotten more. But the Lord knows everything that you deserve. He saw us from the very foundation of the world. He knew this black preacher would preach this message this very day, conforming those into the image of our Lord, our God, and our King. And when you know that 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 you've been saved by the blood of the Lamb, a perfect Lamb without a spot or a wrinkle. He's the maker, the creator, the sustainer of all things. He's worthy of all praise. He is worthy of all honor. And he is worthy of all glory. That's who we serve today. He is Lord God Almighty. Because in time, everything has a season. And maybe you haven't reached your season yet. That young man haven't reached his season, Donald. Don't worry about it. Because God was doing something in his life. I was just like him. Didn't want to do what mama said. I was just like him. But God has a way of transforming. But God can take the rebellion of men and twist it around and make that rebellion good. There gotta be some praying. Where is the church when we ought to be praying for those who need our voices lifting up to the one who can change our situation? So don't worry. God has it all under control. Because it will happen in its season. And because it will happen in its season, this manifestation will launch every disciple into a place, a great place of leadership. I never thought I'd be a preacher. Never thought. God would use me. But look what God can do. He can take what we discard. He can take what we throw away. And he can make it new. And he can use it for his glory, for his honor, and his praise. Abram's name was changed to Abraham before he would become the father of many nations. Cephas and Simon's name was changed to Peter, who would become the leader of the disciples after Christ's ascension. Saul's name was changed to Paul, and he would be instrumental in establishing the early church, implementing and establishing the great work that he did for you and I. When God changes our name, our character is changed. We are born again, and we can now receive the blessing from the Lord. My brothers and sisters, when our change take place, we as believers will get a new walk. And that new walk is expected to produce a change in living. We can now walk before the Lord God and be blameless. This applies to us in this way because our salvation should make a difference in how we live. We are given a new name because when God looks at us, he does not identify us by our sins, mistakes, weaknesses, or failures. God sees his son, Yahweh Elohim, living in us. And we are identified by him. God told Abraham, I will give you and to your offspring after you the land of your sojourning, all the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession. And now we know what Jesus said to his disciples. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. As I close, for those of us who are Christian, Abraham is seen as the father of faith and is honored for his obedience. Paul said in Galatians, so also Abraham believed God, and it is accredited to him as righteousness. So we know that we have a covenant, we have discipleship, and we have a change. The Lord is speaking to the hearts of his people today. The question is, will you hear what the Lord has said? The doors of the church open.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable.